The Prince and the Pauper by Mark Twain. 1987. Chapter 1. Tom Canty.
Tom Canty was very poor. He and his family were paupers. There were a great many paupers in London in the year 1547. Sometimes the father of the family couldn't work, and they were paupers for that reason. But Tom Canty's father didn't want to work. He and his wife and his mother and his three children all lived in one room in an old house in the poorest part of London. The children had no beds. They slept on the floor. There were two girls, Bet and Nan, and one boy, Tom. Canty never did any work. Every day he sent out his three children to beg for money in the streets. They had to stand at the side of the road and say, "Please give a penny to a poor child." If they didn't bring money to John Canty in the evening, he beat them and gave them no food. It was a very unhappy life for the children. Father Andrew lived in the same house. He had a little room at the back of the house. He was a very learned man. Tom went to sit with Father Andrew every day, and Father Andrew told him stories about kings and princes. Tom said, "I want to be like a prince. I want to speak nicely, as princes do, and I want to learn Latin, because princes learn Latin." So Father Andrew taught Tom how to speak nicely and how to be like a prince, and he taught him Latin. When Tom was with other boys, he played at being a prince. Sometimes the boys laughed at him and called him Prince Tom, but they liked him. They played by the river and went swimming in the water. Tom could swim very well. The King of England at that time was King Henry VIII. He had one son, Edward. Prince Edward would be king when his father died. King Henry VIII lived in Westminster Palace in London. Father Andrew said to Tom, "You should go to Westminster Palace and see a real prince. Prince Edward is the king's son. He lives there, and perhaps one day you would see him."
Chapter 2. How Tom and the Prince Changed Places.
So Tom went to the gate of the palace and looked through it. There were two soldiers standing there, one on each side of the gate. They wouldn't let Tom come close. He saw a great many fine gentlemen and ladies coming and going inside. But he didn't see the prince. He went to the gate day after day. Then one day he saw a boy coming out of the door of the palace. The boy came quite near to the gate. Tom ran to the gate so as to see him better. "I want to see the prince," he cried. One of the soldiers said, "Keep back," and he hit Tom. He hit him so hard that Tom fell down on the ground. The prince saw this, and he was angry. "Why did you hit the poor boy?" he said. "Open the gate and bring him in." "He's only a poor beggar boy," said the soldier. "The king, my father, is king of all the people, rich and poor," said Prince Edward. "Bring the boy in." So the soldier opened the gate and brought Tom in. "Come with me," said the prince. "Tell me who you are and why you want to see me so much. You have come to the gate day after day. I've seen you from my window." Then the prince led Tom to a room inside the palace. He called a servant. "Bring food," he said. So the servant brought food and put it on the table. Tom had never eaten such nice food before. "Now," said the prince, "tell me about yourself. What's your name? Where do you live?"
"I live with my father and mother and grandmother and my two sisters in a room in Pudding Lane."
"In one room?" said the prince. "Do you all live in one room?"
"Oh, yes," said Tom.
"There are hundreds of rooms in this palace. Why do you all live in one room?"
"We're very poor," said Tom. "My father sends me out to beg for money. If I don't bring back enough money, he beats me."
"Your father beats you?" cried the prince. "I shall send my soldiers to beat him."
"No, no," said Tom. "That would make my mother and my sisters unhappy."
"I have three sisters," said the prince, "Lady Elizabeth and Lady Jane and Lady Mary.
Lady Elizabeth is very wise. Lady Jane reads books and is very kind. But I don't like Lady Mary. She never laughs or plays with me. Do you play with other boys?
Yes, of course I do.
I don't. What do you play?
I play with a ball, and I play by the river, and I swim, and sometimes I play at being a prince.
I would like to play at being a poor boy like you, and play by the river, and swim. Let's change clothes. Just for a little time, you shall be the prince, and I'll be the poor beggar boy. Come. The prince began to take off his fine clothes, and Tom took off his old clothes and put on the clothes of the prince. Tom looked at the prince as he stood there, dressed in Tom's clothes. He'd seen someone very like him before. Where had he seen him? The prince was very like...
Come and look here, cried the prince. Come and look at us in the glass.
They were just like each other. The prince looked just like Tom, now that he was dressed in the beggar boy's clothes. And Tom looked just like the prince. Stay here till I come back, said the prince. He quickly took up a small, round, heavy thing from the table and put it in a safe place as he ran out of the door. Tom stood there alone.